committee was told today that the University of Limerick has no written valuation on file for the purchase of a site in Limerick City for €8 million in 2019. The site was formerly occupied by Dunn Stores on Sarsfield Bridge. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly was following events at the committee hearing this morning. Emma, tell us the background to this.
Yes, Gavin, this was the Public Accounts Committee examining the university's financial statements for 2019, and the focus fell very quickly on this one issue, the purchase of this land in Limerick City Centre. And now, this is a really prime site. Anyone who knows the city will know it. It's the former Dunn Store site right beside Sarsfield Bridge on the river, and the university has or had very grand plans for its development. Now, the controversy, as you mentioned there, centres on the fact that the university paid around €8 million for the site in 2019, but it emerged after that that the site had been valued at just €3 million 2 years earlier in 2017, and that, as Imelda Munster of Sinn Féin pointed out this morning, is an inflation of 250%. Now, we had Professor Kirsten May, who's the interim president of the university, confirming to the committee this morning that the university has no written record of any value having been carried out, and this was greeted with amazement by some of the politicians questioning her that a thing of this value would not have a written valuation. Kirsten May was questioned repeatedly on this. I should say before I go on that she is the interim president. She took over from Dr. Des Fitzgerald, who resigned rather unexpectedly in the middle of last year. So the questioning went on for about 2 hours, and you'll have a flavour here. Here is Professor Kirsten May being questioned by Imelda Munster.
The fact is that there's no written report on file. That does not necessarily include that there was no...
If there was one, why would there not be a written report on file?
KPMG is commissioned to conduct a full review of the governance around the purchase of
that site. We know that now. Would it be standard practice if there was an independent valuation being carried out on something of this magnitude of cost, would it be kept on file?
Yes.
Yes. So best practice wasn't adhered to in this instance.
As I say, we're having a full investigation of the governance.
Would you agree that best practice clearly wasn't adhered to in this instance?
Yes.
And Emma, did the committee members learn anything more today about this transaction?
Not a lot more, Gavin. We were told that the KPMG investigation will focus on governance surrounding the purchase. We were told that the investigation would be completed relatively soon and would be made available to the committee. We also heard that the university had received one protected disclosure in relation to this transaction. And Professor Kirsten May also said she was questioned a lot about the consultant who was involved in this transaction as well. And she said that the procurement process related to the appointment of this consultant who oversaw the purchase had been found to be non-compliant, and that this had been communicated to KPMG. So that's as much as we know. We also know that the university hopes to open this site, at least partially, to students this coming September. But that's as much as we know of the controversy behind its purchase at this stage, Gavin.
Emma O'Kelly, thank you. More on the news at 1 after this break.